A new dedicated hospital in Wuhan scheduled to receive coronavirus patients today. Hua Xinchen Hospital has 1,000 beds and was built in only 10 days. It'll copy the experience of Beijing in the fight against SARS 17 years ago. The larger Lei Xinchen Hospital, equipped with 1,500 beds, is expected to be put into service on Wednesday. Authorities in Hubei decided on centralized isolation for all suspected infection cases. Close contacts of confirmed or suspected pneumonia patients will be quarantined at a hotel in Wuhan. Local authorities will provide food and other daily services. The isolation period will vary depending on medical test results. Chinese central authorities are urging more efforts to ensure medical supplies to Wuhan and its surrounding areas. The country's leading group on the prevention and control of the outbreak also demands that local markets be kept stable. It also calls on manufacturers of medical supplies and protective items to accelerate production. A former chief of the World Health Organization is speaking highly of China's performance in combating the epidemic. Margaret Chan says the measures have been effective.
I can tell you, no country in this world can bring in this decisive and also very aggressive actions to deal with the outbreak. And China has mobilize the entire country, and not just the government, but also all the people in China.
She also appreciates China's openness and transparency in sharing information with the world. The WHO declared the novel coronavirus outbreak a global emergency last week. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country does not accept any form of discrimination or exclusion against any ethnic groups. And his remarks come after misinformation surrounding the spread of the novel coronavirus led to reports of xenophobic incidents.
Just like here today, we need to support each other and stay united. Let me be clear. There is no place in our country for discrimination driven by fear or misinformation. This is not something Canadians will ever stand for.
During a speech at a Spring Festival celebration in Scarborough, Trudeau appealed to people to be tolerant of all nationalities during difficult times, and Canada's confirmed 4 coronavirus cases. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says his country expects the European Union to live up to commitments of a Canada-style free trade deal. He says Britain will seek a deal imposing very few tariffs, even though it'll not seek to align its regulations with the EU.
I'm sure that the EU will want to adhere to their commitment to a Canada-style best-in-class free trade agreement, and there's great opportunity there on all sides.
EU officials have reportedly warned that Canada only achieved largely tariff-free trade status by bringing many of its own rules in line with EU regulations. Some of them feared that the UK may water down its environment or health and safety precautions to undermine EU businesses. Raab says he's more optimistic about the outcome for all, adding that Brexit presents a great opportunity for win-win results. A man stabbed 2 people on the high street in the South London area before he was shot dead by police. A senior Metropolitan Police official says the attack on Sunday was believed to have been an isolated incident.
It's safe to say that we believe this was an isolated incident. Officers reacted remarkably quickly. Our thoughts are with those who have been injured. There have been 3 people injured, and our thoughts are with them tonight. We'll make a statement very shortly.
Authorities say the suspect was wearing a hoax explosive device when officers shot and killed him. 2 people were injured in the stabbings. Another injury was caused by glass following the discharge of a police firearm. A stampede at a church service in Tanzania has killed at least 20 worshippers and injured 16 others. The incident happened when worshippers packed a stadium in Moshi and crushed each other as they rushed to get anointed with a blessed oil. 7 people in connection with the stampede have been arrested, reportedly including the organizer of that religious gathering.